They took a winding lane up toward the Forrester farm, and the crescent moon hung white in the sky, and the stars burned in the darkness above them. "Victoria," said Tristan after a while.
"Yes, Tristan,"
said Victoria, who had been preoccupied for much of the walk. "Would you think it forward of me to kiss you?" asked Tristan.
"Yes," said Victoria bluntly and coldly. "Very forward."
"Ah," said Tristan. They walked up Dighty's Hill, not speaking. At the top of the hill, they turned and saw the lights of the myriad stars, which glittered and twinkled and blazed, chilly and distant, and more numerous than the mind could encompass. Tristan reached down his hand and took Victoria's small hand in his. She did not pull away.
"Did you see that?"
asked Victoria, who was gazing out over the landscape. "I saw nothing," said Tristan. "I was looking at you." Victoria smiled in the moonlight. "You are the most lovely woman in all the world," said Tristan from the bottom of his heart.
"Get along with you,"
said Victoria, but she said it gently. "Vicky," said Tristan, "will you kiss me?"
"No,"
she said. "You kissed me when we were younger. You kissed me beneath the pledge oak on your 15th birthday, and you kissed me last May Day behind your father's cowshed."
"I was another person then," she said. "And I shall not kiss you, Tristan Thorne."
"If you will not kiss me," asked Tristan, "will you marry me?" There was silence on the hill. Only the rustle of the October wind. Then a tinkling sound. It was the sound of the most beautiful girl in the whole of the British Isles, laughing with delight and amusement.